This call is being recorded.
And as you are now high above the Earth's atmosphere, looking down, seeing the beautiful planet below, seeing your body way down there, and feeling and knowing and experiencing all of the ships that are out here, be aware of the many thousands, even millions of ships that are parked out here in many different areas and many different locations as far as distance from the Earth. Notice they are much lower than they used to be. They're coming down lower and lower, coming down closer and closer to the Earth. You can see them now in your astral body as you are in now. And be aware of them, the many different sizes and shapes and colors. Now from the galactic central sun, and then even all the way to the universal sun, the beautiful white light, brilliant white light, that is, even as we speak now, coming down through the galactic centers, through the many galactic centers, many galactic suns. It's white light coming down, coming down. Coming through the suns and into the Pleiadian galaxy and the Sirian galaxy, through the gateways that are there, the stargates that are there, into this galaxy, through the solar system, throughout all the planets of the solar system, this brilliant white light, white energy. Connecting all of the universe together. All of the one source, the one light. Then going through all of the ships that are here. All of the heavenly bodies. Down toward the Earth. See it first as a beam of light coming down. But as that beam of light hits the Earth, it begins to fan out in a wave of energy. Wave of energy that goes in many different directions at once. Just begins to spread across the Earth as a tsunami, a wave of consciousness, bringing with it light, bringing with it color. For as it enters the Earth's atmosphere, it takes on the colors then, the spectrum. And if you were there on the planet at the time when this light first comes to the planet, you can see it, you will experience it, you'll feel it coming, you'll sense it in the air. Everything at once will become still, similar to as before an earthquake. Everything becomes still, the birds, the animals. You feel that stillness in the air. You feel that energy, that electric energy that comes in. Some will see it as colors. Some will experience it, feel it as an energy. You'll feel it coming into your bodies. Into all life forms on the planet. Some will even experience it as the violet flame, the violet wave that spreads across the planet, connecting all life forms. And as this wave moves across the planet, know that everything in this moment will change. It is changing because it is all in the now. And if it has not yet manifested here in the three-dimensional plane, this three-dimensional illusion, it has already happened at the higher levels. This is why it is said it can no longer be stopped, for it has already happened. As this wave comes into all life forms, all life forms are changed over in that moment. In that moment, the past becomes irrelevant. It's only the perfect now, in that moment, that you will find yourselves. In that moment, as consciousness raises, so too does love come back in full force. Everyone feels that sense of love, that sense of oneness now, that connection to the source. Even if they don't know anything about this, they will feel something. They will wonder. Even after the changeover, we'll begin to ask, what was that? That is where you, my friends, that is where you come into the picture most fully. You will be asked, what was that? What is happening? Who am I? All of the questions that you have asked before yourselves. Now many, many more will be asking. Many, many more will be awakening that moment. If you would find yourselves drifting back toward your physical body, coming back into your Merkaba if you left it, back down toward your body, merging with your body, bringing your Merkaba back in with you, surrounding yourself with it, knowing it is a force field, it is your light body. As you come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed, I am Saint Germain. As always, it is a pleasure to be with you in this way, in these moments, for so much is in flux now. So much is shifting and changing. Energies are coming in more and more into the planet. More and more of you are feeling these energies. So many of you that have awakened for some time now have been working with these energies more and more. And many, many more are beginning to awaken as a result of these energies coming into the planet, as a result of collective consciousness rising. Though you may not notice it, may not see it in your outward, in the outward appearances, or in many respects it looks like very little has changed. But I can assure you now that so much has not only changed, but is changing. Find yourselves now in the moments prior to the great changeover. And everything is building toward it. celestial stars are moving in directions to bring about this great changeover. The alignment of the stars, the alignment of the planets, everything is coming in to be in that perfect instant. And the signal is finally given. And the changeover, the event can begin. These are those times now. You will look back. You will look back on your past in this lifetime. Very, very little of it will continue to have a meaning for you, because you will have moved beyond the past. Your past lives, those memories that are necessary, will come back to you. You will remember who you have been, because who you have been makes up the present now that you are. Not that you need to know that now, but you do need to know that all is coming back. All is coming back to remembrance. You, those of you, the light workers, the warriors, the sharers and bearers, you are here now in these moments for a reason. To either begin or continue on with your missions. I can assure you, as these times continue to move on and the changeover comes, that you will be in the right place at the right time to be able to begin to assist those of us, the Ascended Masters, those of the Galactics and the Agarthans, to assist us in bringing about this incredible change over to this planet, to this consciousness, collective consciousness here. It is time now to sit back, be in that perfect moment, be in the neutral state as much as you can, move out of fear, move out of judgment, move out of hate, move out of sadness, and embrace the joyous reality that is all around you, if you but look for it. For it is truly believing is seeing. It is time now to believe. Believe in who you are. Believe in the connection, the great source of all. As you continue to believe in that connection and feel that connection and be that connection, you will be ready for your ascension. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and the violet flame burning within each and every one of you, so that all of the old can be burned away and the new sprout forth. And I am Ashtar. I bring you greetings from the one known now as Kara. She will not be with you at this time, but will be with you again shortly. For she has much to do with all of you. Much planning, much preparation to do. But I now, at this point, continue the process that has begun, where we can more fully share with you, come closer to you, be more with you. And yes, even to the point of being physically with you. That is coming. But it will require that you continue to raise your vibrations higher and higher and find yourself more and more living in the perfect now, in the moment, being in that neutral state. Because it is that neutral state that will allow you to be able to be in the vibrations along with us so that we can make that connection. We have been preparing you. You have been preparing yourselves for some time now, knowing that these moments would come someday. So long ago, when you all volunteered to come here, you knew at a time much, much, much later that you would reach these moments, would reach these end times. And you have reached these end times. It only takes a bit more of your patience, as well as the manifestations behind the scenes that are occurring now. For all is coming together, all is being orchestrated and brought forth. It is time now for each and every one of you to begin to prepare yourselves within. Prepare yourselves for all that is yet to come. I am Ashtar. I leave you now in peace and love and a continued calmness to come over all of you as these changes continue to move forward. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, you can now unmute your phones. Anyone out there?
Yes.
There we go.
We always love
hearing those
love
happy,
you,
joyous voices.
Hello.
We are ready to have questions here, and Shoshana is standing by also. But before we do, we have a question that has been sent to this one, James, through the email. And we are going to answer that question rather quickly here. It is if the RH blood and what that ramification, what that means to those of the light workers here. And what we can tell you is not too much at this point, because there is so much more yet to come to understand before you can understand the connection here, the more of the alien connection that is here in those that have that RH blood. And it is important to know that as these changes continue to move forward, those ones that have this connection will be awakening more and more to their missions, their understandings of what is to come and what the very part to play here is. And that is all we can say at this point, because it is coming more and more to understanding of much of this as far as this particular topic, as well as so many other topics that have come across your consciousness and wondering. And as you continue to ask these questions, even within yourself, you will continue to receive the answers to the point where you will no longer need to ask outside of yourself, because the answers are always there within you already. Even this one that has asked this question already has the answer within them. They just need to look deeply within, ask within, and then wait for the answer. This is for all of you. Anything to add, Shoshana, before we move on?
No.
Very good. Do we have other questions here from the your email questions?
Yes, here? we have a question from Alberto. So Alberto says, I'll do this as quickly as I can. My brother Alfredo has been a quadriplegic for 2 years after a terrible accident. Matters became worse when he suffered severe brain damage after spine surgery. He weighs one-third of his former body mass. Our mother and siblings have endured a very painful and endless time seeing him slowly deteriorate. Alfredo was fed through a valve to his stomach and breathes through another valve to his trachea. No mother should have to go through something like this. One of our sisters thinks we should facilitate his transition by helping him die. She says if Alfredo could speak, he would want this. Truth is, no sibling is capable of doing it. We feel it's not up to us to make such a decision. It can only be up to according to God's will. So the question is, are we wrong in thinking like this? Should we instead help our beloved brother to make the transition peacefully? Will the Lord see that as an act of mercy from us to him, or the opposite? This would entail administering him to artificially stop his heart, and he is not on life support, where a single button may be switched off. Please help. We need your guidance.
It's a wonderful question, and many have had these types of questions in the past. And the way we can answer this, and in order to answer this the best way here, we would ask you a question, you being everyone here who would wonder about this. And that is, what would you want? If you were in that position that this one is in, what would you want? Would you want to be released from the pain, the suffering, the agony that is there? And the answer to this would be certainly you would. No one would want to continue to be in this state. But, and this is a big but here, there is that sense of karma that is also involved here, that sense of completion, that sense of moving on beyond what is the seeming reality that is there. And we would say to you who has asked this question to ask deeply within yourself, go within yourself and ask what this one would want, and you will come to the same answer that we have already given here. That is what we can say on this. And we would ask that those that are on the phone, please mute your phones if you are not directly asking a question at this point, or there is much commotion there.
Shoshana wishes to share on
this. Yes, please.
My dear brother Alberto and my dear brother Alfredo, it is the one that is laying in the bed that is beyond himself now. He is beyond the body. He is beyond all that you see there. He is truly not suffering, but his body remains behind and is being artificially kept alive. Even though there is no life support, he is being fed artificially and he is being breathed artificially. So in some ways, because the living has so much fear of the death process that he is being kept alive. It is your fear of the process that this one will be gone forever that keeps you wanting him to be alive even though he is in a deteriorated state. You must balance your fear with love. You must balance your fear with compassion and understanding. This one that is laying in this state cannot communicate with you. So as you balance your love and let go of your fear, and you let compassion into your heart, you will realize that this one is already gone. And you must, if you choose, allow him to leave. Allow him to transition, as this is why he is in this state, because he is not there anymore. Many blessings and much love to you and your mother and your siblings. And know that God is not judging you. You are judging you. Namaste.
Yes, wonderfully, wonderfully well said. We are ready to move on to next question.
Oh.
It can be also from those on the phone.
There's another email. I have to shake my head a little
bit. Yes, that is why we give you chance
time
to collect yourself
here.
Thank
you. Okay, so I'm back. Okay, this is from Julia Hoffman. As the ascension process has been attempted many times before, and how many times, if you could tell us, how can we collectively ensure that this will truly be the last and final time we and Gaia exit the draconian matrix, never to return, and thus creating eternal peace, love, joy, harmony, and oneness forevermore?
What we can tell you is the experiment here is over. It is no longer needed to have this duality process here. All that was attempted here has been achieved and done what was needed. Again, you need to ask to
please mute your
phones, or we will end this call. Very good. This time that you are in now, this ascension process is for real, and it is for final in terms of this evolution here on this planet and in this solar system and even in this galaxy at this point. This is the end here. This is the final overcoming. This is the changeover that has been spoken of. And the overcoming of the darkness and the overcoming of the duality. The duality and the darkness within self, not so much outside of self, but within self. You have been fighting the darkness within yourselves. And this is coming to an end, as well as that darkness that appears outside of yourself as well. So do not be concerned that you will move through this ascension process and then you will find yourself right back here in it again. It will not happen here. But now, that is not to say, and we have said this before, those of you, the light workers and warriors especially, you will be called upon again at some point in who knows when. We cannot say in terms of time because time is irrelevant here. But at some point, you may be called upon again to volunteer because that is what you do. You have done it before many times and you are here doing it now. And you will come to the point where you will again be called upon to be a system buster. And if you answer that call, you will find yourself in another situation similar to this, taking on the darkness, because that is what you do as a warrior of light. Okay?
No.
Again, we need to ask those of you on the phone to mute your phones or turn off your microphones.
Shoshana wishes
yes, please.
To
yes, Shoshana.
Chime in.
Yes.
My dear sister that asked this question, we must be aware in every moment of our lives, in every breath that we take, that love, joy, peace, harmony, order, eternal peace is within our heart. It is not external to us. We must realize that as we become perfectly in balance with our own nature of light and love, that this is all that is necessary to move our consciousness forward to the next thing that would be our experience. The third dimension, the third dimensional realm, is very thick, is very difficult. So one must understand that all that is external to you is a drama. It is not real. It is of your own making, and that eternal love, light, peace, order, harmony resides within you always. Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes. This is Lorelei, dear brother. Yes. Good to be here. For about 2 years, I was like high on life here and in a very high vibration. I spent most of my time by myself doing meditations and all of that, and I was feeling great. And then, as some of you know, recently I took on substitute teaching to raise money, you know, more money for my son's wedding and stuff. And it seems like it occurs to me like this is killing me. I mean, literally the physical body is getting sick. You know, I come home and I'm getting sick over and over, and I come home and I got the black coming out of myself into the water. And meanwhile, I'm putting all these protections around myself, and I'm trying, you know, every morning I'm doing like an hour or more worth of protection and light and all of that stuff. And I just can't understand what is the reason for this? Why is it seems to be sucking into me like a sponge? And it's a very dysfunctional district. The people here are very kind of, I would say, of a lower mentality, very emotionally immature in this whole area here. So do you have any words for me and for others of us, like why this is happening so badly all of a sudden, or how to stop it in other ways?
Yes, we can tell you here, and it reverberates back to what the Joanna said earlier about the sponge. Do you remember that? And in this case, you are a sponge. You are one that is absorbing the energies around you. You are taking these energies in and not able to fully deal with them in terms of your physical body. Yes, you are doing those things to protect yourself, but the energies are stronger at times than you are able to withstand. This is nothing to be concerned about. It is just something to know here, just something to be aware of. And it will pass. You will move through this. But more and more, utilize that protection which you have, your Merkaba. Surround yourself with your Merkaba as a force field whenever you go into these situations. And you will find that you will not be quite as much of a sponge then, taking these energies into yourself. Rather, you will be propelling those energies away from you, as if you were a rubber band around you, and those energies would hit and then bounce back off of you. That is what you need to visualize with your Merkaba, to not absorb the energies, but to bounce them back off of you. You see? And the more you can visualize this, the more you can begin to believe it, the more you will see that happening. That is important here. And Shoshana, yes?
Yes. Shoshana wishes to share with you, dear sister, would this be appropriate for you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
My dear sister, all that one who serves has given is the truth. But there is another perspective here that we must share with you now. It is your program. It is, as we find it, maybe two or three programs running that are creating this suffering for you. And we know that when you are not playing this 3D realm game, you are feeling whole and complete and joyous through your meditations. But now you have joined the game again. And if you do not mind us sharing this, there is the program of fear and lack that is playing that you may not complete this mission of raising money, which is difficult for you. So we would ask that you find peace in your heart with this, and that whatever you do for your son is enough. Namaste.
Yes, very good, wonderful.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, this is Nisha, and in this acceleration time, there are a few things happening. With, it feels to me that they are all connected together. So I will state them, and you will please help me to get whatever message from them. So this week, I was at a glance, I saw a light green bracelet in my left wrist, and of course it disappeared in a few seconds, but it was there, I saw it. And around my neck I see a perfect circle, and I don't want to say scar, but I see it there, it's like a circle around the neck, 1 centimeter below my neck, and about 1 inch another circle, but it's not as clear as the first one. So this is physical thing. Anyone would look at it will see it. And the other thing is, as I said, a few things that feel to be connected. So whenever I hear about a book or an information, without me reading the book, I would be just planning to buy it or read it or something, I integrate the information of those things without me reading them, or without me watching the whole thing of it. The other experience is that last Tuesday I was just falling asleep.
Hold please. What is your question first on this first part here?
Yeah. So those things they feel to be connected to one thing. For me, it seems like all those things they wanted to. They're giving me one message, one set of information. So can you help to clarify this? This is, for me, what is it about?
You are correct in terms of there is message coming to you. This is message that is coming from your past understandings, past lives even, and it is a connection that is happening now at this point. But for us to give you the exact meaning of this would be meaningless to you. You must come to understand what these things are about for yourself. What is the meaning of circular here? Why it is coming up in these respects and will continue to come to you in terms of what the meaning is. It can be many different things, but we are not at liberty to give you this information directly. You must go within yourself, and you have this ability, Nisha, to go within yourself and ask and come to the understanding that is necessary for you in that moment. And we would ask that you do that, okay?
Yes.
And Shoshana,
yeah, this
Shoshana wishes to share.
Yes, Shoshana.
On
yes.
This.
Yes.
My dear sister, what we find here now is that you must trust yourself, that you already are aware and understand the message that is being given. You are looking for others to affirm this message, but you already know. Just trust yourself, my dear sister.
Lovely.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Would there be other questions here now?
Yes, one host Dirks. Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, hi, this is Gary. I have two questions, and these are confirmations of some very, very powerful situations that happened, and I'll try to be as brief as possible. The first one, I'm in the desert. I'm at Slab City, and just unbeknownst to all of us in the encampment, came up a major dust storm, and it was so volatile. And so dangerous and so powerful. I've been through hurricanes in Florida. This was of that magnitude, and it came up so hard. I thought it would rip my trailer apart. And at that moment, I became very calm. I meditated. I stood up, and I could see my past self, Andrew, and I could see Yeshua. And I spread my arms out, and I began communing with them. And with Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, and then Sophia, God Sophia. And I was talking to the slips and moving my hands outward and asking for calm, for peace. And it took everything in me. And then it became so brutal that I couldn't stand anymore. And I thought the trailer would be ripped apart. And I sat down. And then spent a lot of time in the eye of the storm in deep, deep meditation, and then it stopped. Was there a co-creation that actually happened, or was it just coincidental?
My dear Gary, you already know the answer to this. You are just searching for confirmation within yourself that you have that power within you. And that power is strong within you the more that you believe in it. You calmed the elements there by simply calming within yourself. Calms the elements first within yourself and then the outward elements as well. Just as the Yeshua calmed the elements around him and within him as well also. In peace be still, the calming of the storm. The calming of the raging storm all around you. This is indicative not only to you who is asking this, but to all of you now. Calm the storm around you. Be in that eye of the storm. We have said this many, many times. Be in the eye of the storm and calm the raging storm around you by being calm. Calming first within yourself, and you will be amazed at how the calming then occurs outside of yourself as well. Okay?
Yes, thank you. The second part of my question is, during the eclipse, I was in the desert in quartzite and had a campfire, and I waited for 3 hours for that eclipse. And when it came about, I went into deep meditation, and the Air Force had chemtrailed the heck out of the sky. They were trying to block it out. And clouds also came in, but it's mostly chemtrails. And a musician friend was there with me, and he's not a light worker, but he's starting to wake up a little bit. And I was in deep meditation, not talking, told him I could not speak, you know, and bringing in this lunar eclipse. Well, what happened was, right toward the apex of the eclipse, he looked over at me, my eyes were closed, and he said, "Did you do that?" And I said, "What?" And I opened my eyes, and there was a clear portal, and there was clear sky, and there was a circle, 360-degree circle around where we were, which opened the moon up, and everything was clear. And then two craft came in, coming straight underneath the moon, and they were at 2,000 feet. They looked like airplanes, had the lights of airplanes, but they weren't airplanes. And he said to me, and he's not a light worker, they're not used to these things. He said, "Gary, they're not moving in a linear fashion." He said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Those are craft. Those aren't regular planes." And then immediately after that, two ships appeared over, large ships appeared over the mountain. One, Joanna saw all the way in Payson, saw the same ship, and there was one above that, a smaller ship. And they felt very Palladian. It felt like Kara was there, and it felt like they just wanted to reach out and touch me. And it was as close as they could get at the time. And I think I know the answer to this one, too. But
is there a question there? Is there a question?
Yeah, my question is that I feel that those were Palladian ships. I saw four ships, and it was amazing. And I opened that portal of that sky to see everything. That's what I feel.
They were Palladian ships. You are correct in this. Not only you saw them, but many saw them. They just have not come forward with this. Mm-hmm. But also understand when you said you created the portal, not you,
not
but the
me.
Collective
no.
you, The collective you created the portal. And it was real. And it was created by all of those of you that participated in this meditation, in this time frame, in this working together to bring the light through. And you did that. You opened the stargates. And the stargates led to this portal also around the moon, or at the moon, not around it, but at the moon. And it was real, it was important, and it will continue to show its importance over the times coming here. You will see more and more of the understanding of what occurred that evening.
Okay. Yes. Okay,
Shoshana,
one other question with that.
To add?
Shoshana wishes to share.
Yes, Shoshana.
Shoshana wishes to share an observation with this one. Gary, we find it so interesting to see this area that you are in at this time and to realize your level of curiosity has been heightened greatly by this experience. You are observing all that is going on at a curiosity level and wondering, what is going on here? What we would tell you, the sandstorm that you experienced is a result of the collective there and their tremendous chaos and fear and troubled minds that exist in this area. There is so much going on in this collective consciousness that has collected itself in this area that creates pain and suffering, creates fear, creates somewhat a damage of the consciousness, and you are there observing this, realizing that your light is so different. And that you can calm the storms because that is within you to do. What is important here is that those that you are influencing learn this themselves. And once they do, they will vacate the area. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bon, are there any other questions here now?
Yes. Hello. Manoshers and Shoshana. I don't have a question, but I have a request. I request from you and from all who are listening to support me with light and love this week. I'm leaving my partner of 15 years. I didn't mean to. That's all. I just have a request. I'm determined to face my fears and to carry on and move forward. That's all I want. And I also pray for him, for my partner, that he make progress. Thank you.
Very good. We hear your call to for assistance, for help, for understanding, and we answer that in terms of those that you call upon will be there for you, are there for you, not will be, they are there for you. They have always been there for you, and they will continue to be so, and will help you through this endeavor, these moments of anguish that you are going through. Because it is very difficult to leave a loved one, whether that loved one leaves you or you leave that one, whatever the case may be. It is difficult for you because of your being in this duality understanding here and not knowing that there is the oneness within you at all times. It is the other one that completes you or that thinks will complete you. And that is not the case at all. It is you that completes you. It is the other one that helps to assist in your understanding and assist in your life process, you might say. But it is not necessary. That one is not necessary for you to find your own completion within yourself. Okay, Shoshana, anything
for you?
Yes.
My dear brother Don, there is so much love for you. You just must receive it. There is so much love for you within this family, this group, and those that are not in the body that are always with you, protecting you and loving you. Call upon those that you are close to for support, for love, and receive it this time. One thing that we find is your heart is so pure and so full of love, but it is difficult for you to receive it. It is coming your way by us, by all those on the phone. That love is coming your way. You must receive it. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Would there be any other further questions here before we release channel now?
Yeah.
One that's...
Go ahead, Peter. Go ahead, Peter.
This is Tom.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thomas. Yes.
I have sort of a two-part question, and this might be strange, but is there any reason for hair to grow outside of our ear canal? What purpose does it serve? And the other part is it true that lemon juice applied to the hair will lighten it, then remove it?
What we can find is this type of question is something that is more of a personal nature and needs to do some research for yourself here. To go on to your internet, your Google, and look these things up and find what is there, because the answers are already there for you. And it is not something that we find on these types of calls that we are going to initiate or work with here. We apologize for this, but it is important to look more at the whole here rather than the individual.
True, but everybody that I know gets, at least everybody male, gets hairs on the outside of the ear canal. I'm just wondering what the reason is. But if you say I can look it up, I'll do it.
Yes. Anything to add, Shoshana?
It is simply a case of the body creating something for a reason. Must locate the reason why the body is creating this if this is your curiosity, but it is simply a curiosity.
Yes. Would there be any further questions here now?
Yes, I have a question, please.
Yes, yes.
My question is, I experienced more than once, this is something new to me. I notice when my emotions go very high, I can affect like electricity. And today I made CD player start playing when it was off. So can you tell me about what that power about? Because I noticed that it's something new. I heard that people have something like that in them, but I never experienced on myself. I just knew. So can you tell me something about it?
And you have heard of star seeds, have you not?
Yes, of course.
Well, you are a star seed. You are
no,
one.
I know who I am.
Can we complete the answer here for you?
Sure, thank you.
Yes. You are a starseed. You have a connection, in this case, an electrical connection. You are all electromagnetic beings, and some have more of a connection to the electrical, and some have more of a connection to the magnetic part of this. And you, my dear sister, have this electrical connection more fully. And it is creating a, what is the word here? A dissonance, you might say, that is not relevant to that of the electronics and the various electronic instruments that are here. You can affect them, and you are finding that you can do this, and will find it even more so as you continue to acclimate more and more to these energies, to take these energies within you and become more of who you truly are within you. And those of you, many of you, will experience more of this as well. You will find you are either more electric, more magnetic, or even a combination of the two. And you will affect instruments, you will affect electronics, and you will affect the electromagnetic potential within others as well. And this is how you will continue to move through this transition as you go through, coming more and more and more to understand who you are and to take on those qualities more and more of who you are. Okay? Shoshana, anything here?
Shoshana wishes to share this one. Irena is a practical being. Irena searches for ways to use what has been given to her. What we would say is that as this attribute within your soul record, within your physical being, is strengthened, you must find a way to use this for the good of all, for the good of humanity. You must look into your heart as these things occur and say to yourself, now how can I use this to uplift humanity? Namaste.
Very good.
I don't think I'm looking for practical things. I just asked a question about it. I don't feel I'm looking for practical. I'm not a practical person. It's kind of little, I feel little being putting down. I'm sorry.
Very good. Are there other questions here before we release channel now?
Yes. One who serves as Orb.
Yes.
Cobra stated in his most recent audio that the Earth's axis will tilt sometime after the event and create a mile-high wave that will cleanse much of the land sometime years from now. And also Mother Mary said a similar thing about how Mother Earth Gaia is in great pain and she's very ready to ascend, and that sections of Earth will need to be remapped and the people removed during that remapping. I was wondering if you could comment on that, please.
What we can tell you is there is some correctness to this, but it is not to be concerned at this point. No fear, of course, to associate with this, because as you said, it would be after the event or after the changeover. And once that has occurred, you will be inundated by those from the galactic forces. They will be here. They will be supervising much of what occurs. And if there is reason for evacuation, then it will happen in the blink of a moment here. In terms of they could evacuate the entire country in 15 minutes or less. You see, they have the capability. So there is no need to be concerned about this. Shift in access has happened before and will happen again. Whether it happens in a few months, a few years, a few decades, will yet remain to be seen as to how the collective consciousness continues to bring all of this about. And this is what it comes from, is the collective consciousness. Okay?
Yes, great. Thank you.
I had one little other question. I sent everybody a UFO video of a UFO over Honolulu that I shared, and I wanted to know your opinion, if it was real or was it a kid's trick, like one friend said.
What we cannot do is get into a habit of telling you this one is real, this one is not real, this one is what you call photoshopped or whatever. We cannot do that. But we can ask you to go within yourself as you are looking at these images and these videos and these different types of outward manifestation that is occurring, whether or not they resonate to you as being real. And that is what is important here, not what we think or what we may know, but what you feel within yourself. And then you will come to an understanding of what you believe is real and not real. But we can tell you that many of these that are showing now are certainly real. Okay?
Yes, thank you. I am.
Shoshana wishes to add something here.
Yes.
My dear brother Orv, we must tell you that the Galactic Brotherhood is so amused by these videos and so amused by your internet. They are out there by the millions. Their ships are everywhere. And yet, human beings at the third dimensional conscious realm wish to play tricks and show videos because there is a movement to discredit these ships. So as the one who serves has given you this advice, you must be the one that identifies whether it is truth or not truth, and realize that you are part of the Galactic Brotherhood yourself. Namaste.
Yes,
I know that. I just wanted to say one thing. I do know that, and that UFO video is real. As far as I'm concerned, it was actually for someone else who said it was a kid's trick. I just kind of wanted to verify it. For me, it is real, no problem.
Very good.
Thank you.
We are ready to release channel now, and we do so with the understanding that all of you now continue to stay calm within the storm, for the storm is beginning to rage, and it will rage more and more here. And it will be important for you, as the one Gary did, to calm the storm around you. To work on that, to calm first the elements within yourself and to calm that outside of yourself as well, as much as you can. Not that we are not speaking of an actual storm here, of course. We are speaking of the changes that are fast coming upon you here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, beloved brother.